And welcome to your Espejos de Aztlán show. This is the show brought to you by the Raíces Collective. My name is Cristina Bachín, and this afternoon we're having a topic, New Mexico, children at high risk. This month we celebrate Children's Day in several countries, so we'll converse with our guest. In this case, we are having Dr. Veronica Garcia, the Executive Director of New Mexico Voices of Children, and Amber Wallin, Director of Kids Count, and we're going to talk about childhood in New Mexico. Welcome, first of all, to you both.
Yes, it's my pleasure to be here this evening.
I was just reading this report that you release every year. Every time I try to see if there is some good news in that report. And you are part of the New Mexico Voices for Children, and in this organization, I'm usually trying to find if there is some good news. In this case, we are trying to celebrate Children's Month, Children's Day. Is there anything we can celebrate for our childhood in New Mexico in this month or in the year?
Well, I'll go ahead and begin, and Amber, you chime in wherever you see appropriate with this. You know, there are a few bright spots where we're seeing some slight improvement. But I would say overall, the trend, overall picture for New Mexico is dismal. And it's important for your listeners to recognize that this has been a trend that we have had over the last several years. And while there are a few little bright spots, you know, that I can certainly speak to, if we look at child well-being, and we use the, just so your listeners know, we use the Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count Ranking that looks at children in four domains, economic well-being, education, health, and family and community. And as we look at these, we are a reflection, I think our children and their well-being is a reflection of what is happening in our society in New Mexico as a whole. Poverty being the central, most important issue that impacts so many areas. And I think that poverty is at its root cause.
You know, and just to add to that, I guess I'd say you asked if there was any good news. And I say there's good news and bad news, and Veronica touched on the bad news. You know, we're ranked 49th among the states in overall childhood well-being.
And also going from, we were not so bad some years ago, a decade ago, maybe.
There was a period of time, I don't think that we've ever been higher than, I think, 37th or 34th. And this was probably in the late 80s, I think, or early 90s. But 1995. But for the most part, we tend to hover towards the bottom. Now, what's interesting about these rankings is that we could stay exactly the same, but if other states improve significantly, then you see a drop, which is why our New Mexico data book that Amber takes the lead in producing is important, and your readers might want to go to our website and look at New Mexico's 2015 Kids Count in New Mexico data book, because you can see the trends, how New Mexico is doing compared to itself. But perhaps you might want to talk about the highlights, Amber.
Sure. You know, as far as good news, Veronica mentioned that we have seen improvement in some areas, and so those have particularly been in the health area. So we've seen improved child and teen death rates, teen pregnancy rates, and insurance coverage. And that last one is largely due to the expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. And these three things kind of mirror improvements nationally. But we've been hindered by areas where we're really getting worse. And so primary among this are how we fare in the economic well-being indicator. And so we have a really high percentage of children who live in high poverty areas, a high percentage of kids whose parents don't have secure employment. And maybe most importantly, and what you might hear reported most often, is that we have the worst childhood poverty rate in the nation.
That's what I have been reading in your last reports repeatedly, and it doesn't look we are taking care of this. It's time to say basta, no? It's time to say stop.
Yeah, basta. And we have to look at, Investing in early childhood education is well documented as an economic development strategy. Nobel Prize laureate winner James Heckman, prized economist, well accepted economist Art Rolnick, have indicated that the dollars that we invest in early childhood education have the highest return on investment and can help us move out of the sluggish economy that we've had. Yet we look at where we are with preschool, which is one of the indicators, 3 and 4 year olds attending preschool. The trend has been no change from 40% in 2013 to 41% of our children in 2014. But that's still lower than 42% in 2009. And I say to myself, how can this be? back in 2005 when we passed the Pre-K Act, the intent was that at a minimum 75% of our children would be in pre-K. And here we are.
With 42%.
Exactly. So we're going backwards instead of forward.
Before going on, I'll have another question for our, as this is Espejos Eslan, we are in a particular state in the United States where a minority is actually like a majority Hispanic population. And I would like to know if you can tell us how's the situation of Hispanic children. So I'll make a very short music cut and we'll be back with this question.